ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Mordechai Linzer. Maseches Avodah Zarah is dedicated in loving memory of Mr. Chaim Muscat by his daughter, Mrs. Barbara Monash.
Today's daf is Avodah Zarah, daf Samech Hei. Welcome back, everyone. Gemara tells us that Rav Yehuda sent a gift to a goy, B'yoy Meidom, and he said, Yadana Beidu, Palach Avodah Zarah. Also, Rava says a similar thing that he sent to Bar Sheshach, B'yayim Edom, Yadana B'yidu Palach HaVayda Zara, and therefore it's Mutter. Taisus in the beginning of the Masechta on Daf Beis, Taisus brings a raya from our Gemara that if we know that Garmin out Oyed HaVayda Zara, then we're allowed to send them gifts, even B'yayim Edom. Taisus uses this to explain the problem that we have nowadays, that the Goyim, the Christians, have a day every week, Sunday, which is B'yayim Edom. We can't do business with them, and it's very difficult for us to be careful with this. So Taisus explains Api Ar Gemara that the whole Isra of Yom Edom that we have in the first parak of the Masechta is only when going there were actually Evdei Avodah Zarah. Asha'in Kain, the Goyim by us, that they're not Evdei Avodah Zarah, they do Beshituf, which is not really called Avodah Zarah, for them. So then there's no problem of being Oisik with them, Yom Edom. That's what Taisa says. The Ridvan Davavman Beis also brings this heter. And the Ridvan, it touches it up. That may Karolai Asru Ba'ifin Mukhlat. Even though Chazal Asrid originally the Isser of doing business with Goyim B'yayim Edom, they didn't Asrid 100%. They only Asrid it in a way when it's for sure that this Goy is Oyed Avodah Zarah. If we know about a specific Goy, he's not Oyed Avodah Zarah, so then there's no Isser of B'yayim Edom. The Urz Arua in the Min of the Masechta also brings down the Seter, but the Urz Arua says that you can't really bring a Raya from Ar Gemara. Ar Gemara is referring to a guy who we know specifically, and he's not Oved Avodah Zarah. The Gemara really compares it to Ger Toshav. Gemara says he's not Mamish a Ger Toshav because he wasn't a Kabel from the Shleisha Yisrael. He doesn't have the mile of a Ger Toshav, Kedei Lacha Yosai. But before in the Gemara, that Yisoid, he's a person that's known that he's not Oved Avodah Zarah. But to give a blanket heter, at all goyim, because in general we don't see that they're Eved Avodah Zarah, unless we have a specific knowledge about this goy that is not Eved Avodah Zarah, then there is no right from our Gemara that there's a heter also for Yom Edom. He disproves the right from our Gemara. But Akabonim Taisus and the Ridva do not of our Gemara a heter for to do business with goyim bizman hazeh b'yom Edom, because they're not really Eved Avodah Zarah. Another point in the Hemshech Gemara. Mara brings probably the Pshat in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that if a person is hired to do other work, and then the boss asks him to carry a barrel of Yain Nesech, so the more in the Mishnah that the Schar is Mutter. So the Mara asks from a Braisa, and the Braisa is Mavur, that it's only Mutter if you say Li Toise Erev, and if you give him an extra job of carrying the Yain Nesech. But in our Mishnah is Mashi, even without saying Li Toise Erev, that also it's Mutter. So Abaye says that our mission is actually referring to a case when you said Litese Erev. He was hired for the whole day and he worked, and then the Schar is Mutter, and then he gets extra job of carrying the barrel of Yain Nesach, so that Schar is Usser. But the rest of the work that he did the whole day, that's actually Mutter. So okay, that's according to Abaye. And Rabba says that the mission is referring to when he hired him a pruta per barrel. So therefore, the 99 barrels that were carried for not Yayin Nesach is Mutter, and the one barrel of Yayin Nesach, and that the Schar is Aser. So being according to Abaye, being according to Rava, the heter of the Mishnah is because the money that you're getting, it's not for Yayin Nesach. The money that's been gotten for Yayin Nesach is always Aser. That money itself, that pruta, it's clear in the case of Rava, but both Abaye and Rava agree. If you're getting the money for the Yayin Nesach, that money is Usser. And if it's undefined for what it goes for, then all of the money is Usser. Heter of the Mishnah is because this last barrel that he was carrying of Yayin Nesach is unrelated to the Schar that he got the rest of the day. According to Abaye, he worked overtime in the Yayin Nesach, so the overtime is Usser, and the money that he got the whole day is Mutter. And according to Rav, it's part of what he worked the whole day, but it was individualized. The money was given individualized for each item, so the rest of the money for the rest of the barrels is Mutter, but the money for the Yayin Nesach is Usser. So the heter of the Mishnah, just to speak out clearly, that it's unrelated at all to anything like Havlah. We have in other cases that Schar Shabbos is Usr, but if it's the Havlah with other money, then it's Mutter. That's not the site of our Mishnah. The site of the heter of our Mishnah is something is different. The site of the heter of our Mishnah, that is because the money that he got is actually for other things, practically. The money that's for Yayin Nesach always stays Usr. Mashenkin, the money, the rest of the money is given for work that was not related to Avodah Zarah. If in our mission you do something similar to Havlah, like we have by Yischar Shabbos, the guy is paying me for all of that I did the whole day, whether it's for Yayin Nesach, whether not for Yayin Nesach, then not only is the money of Yayin Nesach Usr, but all of the money is Usr. That's clear from the Gemara, that's a pshat in the Mishnah. So just the lashon of Rashi in the Mishnah is difficult. Rashi in the Mishnah, of Samach Beis, Rashi is Schar Lassimo Malach Acher, it's called Schar Mutter. The Agra Diyoyiv Loi Mishum Malach Acheresi. Not clear what Rashi is. Even though he's getting money, it's not because of Malach Acheres. Rashi is Stamkach. It's very difficult to read. But the correct gears in the Rashi in the Mishnah is the Chassam Sofer says if you have an Oyz V'Hadar Gemara, they already told it to you on Daf Samech Beis. The correct gears of the Rashi in the Mishnah has to be the Agra Diyoyiv Loi Mishum Malach Acheresu. The schar that you're getting is for Malach Acheres. That's why it's mutter. That's clear from our Gemara. That the reason that the rest of the money is mutter is because that's from Malach Acheres. The money for the Yayin Nesach always stays Aser. But that money was set aside clearly, Lefiabaibe, Teisei Erev, Firavakaz was Pruta, Pruta, Chavis, Chavis, Pruta. So it was clear which money was for the Yayin Nesach. And the rest of the money is mutter. The Agra, the Yoivale, Mishum Malach Acheresu. That's the correct Girsa and Rashi. Another point here in the Gemara, Nikr Din, that it's Mavur, that when you hire him to, when Yisrael is hired to carry 100 chaviyos for 100 prutais, and then one of them is Yayin Nesach, so all of the money is Aser. So Taisus asks, Taisus the Rashi Taima in the end of the Taisus. Taisus bothered by the sheet of Rebbe Lezer earlier on in the third end of the third parak, Daf Mem Tes. Rebbe Lezer there holds, when you have an object of Avodah Zarah that's mixed up with other objects that are not Avodah Zarah, so you could be Melech Hanol Yam Melech. You're paid to the Avodah Zarah onto some money, and then you get rid of that money, and therefore the rest, all the objects are mutter. Lezer holds a dish pidyon le Avodah Zarah. So Taiz asks, also in our Gemara, you have right now, you have the you got 100 prutas for working of the day. 99 of them really were for working for Heter, and one was working for Isser. Just you don't know where it is, and therefore all the money is Aser. Avodah Zarah is never batel. So you have one coin of Avodah Zarah mixed up with 99 coins that were not Tzchar of Avodah Zarah, and therefore all of them are Aser. So asks Taisus, Lefi Rebbe Lezer, should be able to Moilach Hanol Yam HaMelach, get rid of one coin, put them onto another coin, get rid of that, and then all the money should be Mutter. So Taisus, if she answers, but the Yisoid Taisus holds that the Lefi Rebbe Lezer should be Mutter. Taisus one side that in the Hanami, and our Sikhus Lefi the Rabbanon, that's in the opinion of the Raivid, Paragimal Aloch Yirchetz, Paragud Gimel Alach Yerches that our sugi is lefi the chachamim, but is lefi the chachamim, but la Alach lefi Rebbe Lezer, it's taka mutter. It's mutter to be paid onto one, and the rest of them are mutter. But in the Riv and the Rambam, it's mavur not that way. The Riv and the Rambam bring our sugi al halacha, even though we pass in like Rebbe Lezer over there that you could be meilech hanol yana melach. So what is the difference in these two cases? So the Ramban and the Rashi say the following: that here it's different. Why? The kulei schar akol chad v'chad yoivle. Here, all of the schar is being given for every single one of the chaviyos. To ilum boi lemishpak chada lo mati neimar nachili. If the Yisrael says, you know what, I worked 99. You hired me 100 futers for 100 barrels. I worked 99. Pay me 99 for 99 barrels. The guy says, no, that wasn't the deal. He was 100. If you don't work for 100, I'm not paying you a cent. The guy has the right because that was a deal between them. So he's working really all, he has to work on each one of the 100 barrels to get the 100 prutais. The Aran v'oide de'ilu oide me'ikara demolei mugar le'klal. If the Yisrael would say, l'chatchil, you know what, I'm only want to work for 99. You need 100, I can only work for 99. The Yisrael has a good thing in mind. He knows that one of them is Yayin Nesach, and he doesn't want to carry that one. So he said, if you would say, l'chatchil, that I'm only working for 99 and not for 100, demolei mugar le, maybe the guy won't hire you at l'chlal. Therefore, all of the schar is considered schar of Yayin Nesach. So the Rishonim are saying that it's here we don't look that each coin is being given kinegan one barrel. Rather, all of the schar is being given for all of the barrels. And therefore, it's not a question of a taroivis. It's not that it's mixed up the money of Avodah Zarah with the money of Heter. No. All of the money is being given for Yitzhar and Heter together. So either you get all 100 or you get nothing. It's one chefs of a schar to be given for the whole day's work. So you can't take money for this day's work because in this day you also worked for Avodah Zarah. That's how the Ramban and the Rashba hold. But today's in the Ravid hold, no. That B'Yisrael, it's a question of a taroivis. Whether you said 100 for 100, whether you said 1 for 1, really, each you're getting really one pruta for one barrel. That's what you're getting. Because when you said 1 by 1, so then it's already, from the beginning, it's clear, it's defined and delineated which pruta has been given for which barrel. So then Yisrael could take 99, and the one that's given for the Yain Nezach, he won't get enough from that one. There's no taroidus bechla, because it was defined which one is for which one. When you said 100 for 100, so then it's still going really one per one. Just it's not defined which one is the one that's given for the Yain Nezach. So therefore, it's a taroidus of Isser and Heter. That's what Tosfos and the Ravid understood, and therefore they held that the fee Rebbe Lezer, you could be paid it. That's the call of Rebbe Lezer, and there's a taroidus. You could be paid it the Avodah Zarah and Moloch Hanol Yam HaMelech, and the rest is mutter. But the Ramban and the Rashba know that when it's one for one, so then it's defined which is which. It's not a taroivis. It's clear. Each barrel, you only get one pruta for each barrel. Shinkin, when it's 100 for 100, you're getting 100 prutas for all 100 barrels. It's one cheft of a tzchar and all of the money together. So therefore, if part of it is Avodah Zarah, all of it is Aser. And halachah, we're passing the Ramban and the Rashba, like the Rif and the Rambam. We're passing that the mice in this case, the tzchar is all Aser. The Rashba here has another question. Rashba asks that we pass in this machlekes in many places in Kiddushin and other mesechtas whether eina l'schiras el basoif or yeshna l'schiras mitchila that soif. When you hire a worker, you tell him to build a house for you. So are you paying him all of the payment for finishing the job, and everything is just building up till the last final blow, and then when he finishes the house, then you owe him all the money at the last minute. Is that the way schiras works, or no? Yeshna l'schiras mitchila v'ad seif. The person is working for you for a month to build your house, so each day he gets a 30th of the schar. The schar goes for each pruta, really, as it goes as he's building it, so that then you become chayef to pay him. That's a machlekes. So the Gemara says in Ma'ase Avodah Zarah at the end of the first parak on Daf Yud Testament Beis. Gemara says that if Yisrael is hired out by a goy to build a house of Avodah Zarah, to build an Avodah Zarah even, so it, because Yeshna l'schiras mitchila v'ad soif, so the schar is mutter. Gemara explains the reason is because for the goy only makes it into an Avodah Zarah when it's finished being built. As it's in the process of being built, it's not an Avodah Zarah. Only when it's completed the creation of this idol, then he makes it into an Avodah Zarah. So Kolzman Yisrael is working, it's okay. At the last hammer blow, when he finishes up, so then it becomes an Avodah Zarah, and then he's getting schar. And then the Gemara says, no, the Makosh Acharein, the last blow, is doesn't have a Shavah Pruta. So therefore you're not getting schar for Avodah Zarah. Because the schar that's being given the whole time around, the schar that's being given for the whole building, there's no Avodah Zarah. The schar that's given at the end, even though then it became an Avodah Zarah, but that schar is less than a Shavah Pruta. If Lefi L'man D'Omer Eino L'Schiris El L'Basoif, so the whole schar is being given for the completion of the work. So as you complete the work, it becomes an Avodah Zarah, so the whole schar is Aser. Because Yeshna L'Schiris Mitchil L'Basoif, therefore, it's Mutter, because Makosh Acharin less for Shavah Pruta. So the Rashba says, in came the wee paskin that yeshna l'schirus mitchila v'atzoif, yeshna l'schirus mitchila v'atzoif. So in came when you're hired out to carry 100 barrels for 100 prutas. So really it's how it is working, that for each barrel that you get, the guy owes you a pruta. Each barrel that you carry, the guy owes you a pruta. So why do we say that there's one cheft of a schar with 100 prutas for 100 barrels and there's a avodah zarah mixed up? That's incorrect. No. Really, it goes barrel, pruta, barrel, pruta, barrel, pruta. So therefore, it's still, it should work that it's 99 of the other prutas given for the 99 of the barrels. And those should be mutter, because yashin l'schiris mitchil of yatsoif. That's the Rashba's question. Answers the Rashba, that is different. Answers the Rashba, that's not the pshat in the Gemara there. It's not the pshat that if yashin l'schiris mitchil of yatsoif, and really it goes that for each barrel that you carry, the goy is chayv to give you a pruta. No, that's not the pshat. And therefore, each one would be delineated and separate. No, that's not the pshat. Even though yeshin l'sfiris mitchila v'atzoif, you're giving him the schar for all of the work. The schar is for all the work together, and therefore, if there's avodah zarah inside, yain nesach inside, so it's all aser. The Gemara means something else. That if yeshin l'sfiris mitchila v'atzoif, so therefore the avodah zarah only happens at the end. Like we mentioned, it only comes in Avodah Zarah when it's at the completion of the building. So if the Avodah Zarah only happens at the end, so at no point is there a Shabbat Pruta that's being given for Avodah Zarah. Because all the money that he owes you for the previous work, there is no Avodah Zarah. At the end, when it became an Avodah Zarah, that act, that hammer blow, I made it into an Avodah Zarah, that was less than a Shabbat Pruta. So therefore, there is no point where the Avodah Zarah is worth a pruta, that you're getting money for working, a pruta's worth of working in the Avodah Zarah. That's a pshat in the Gemara there. Mashen came by us, the Yai Nesach is Yai Nesach for sure. It's for sure Aser. So even though Yeshen Lashchir Smitchila V'Atsoif, it doesn't mean that he owes me money at each pruta he's tried individually he's tried a pruta. No. Even if Yeshen Lashchir Smitchila V'Atsoif, there's still one schar for the whole days of work. As we mentioned before, the Yisrael can't stop in the middle and say, you know, I don't want to work the rest of the work and pay me right now. And he can't do that. He has no right to do that. He was hired to work for all 100 barrels. So therefore, there's one schar that's beginning for all of the money together. Even if yeshna l'schir is mitchila v'atsoif. And in that money, it's involved with Avodah Zarah. So again, the whole svar of the Gemara and Daf Yutes is that yeshna l'schir is mitchila v'atsoif is saying that at the time that you were working, it was not Avodah Zarah. And when it became an Avodah Zarah at the end, it was less than a Shabbat Pruta. So all the money is being given for making it to an Avodah Zarah, and therefore it's Aser. But by us, the Sfar of Yeshen L'Schiris Mitchil V'Atsoif is not going to say that each money is individual and it's not Me'urav with the rest of the money. No. The money is being given for each, for the whole day's work. Just each time that you work a Pruta, then the Goy Schaiv, when you finish the day's work at the end, so we look back, and at this minute you Schaiv one Pruta, and another minute you Schaiv another Pruta. So therefore, that's how the money, that's how the choiv was built up. But the schar is still mu'ur with all the money. And therefore, it's asr l'man d'amar, yeshen l'schir, even man d'amar yeshen l'schir, t'chilu v'atoif, it's asr. The Rashba adds in another point, based on the Gemara there in Daf Yutes, says the Rashba, that our Gemara is meduktuk, that only it's 100 barrels for 100 prutais. It would be 100 barrels for 50 prutais. Each barrel, he only owes you half a pruta. Then, if there's one barrel of Yain Nesach, then the Schar is Mutter. Just like over there, the Gemara says, by Makosh Achrein. The Mice of the Makosh Achrein is paying you for that, and it's worth less than a Shabbat Pruta, but it's worth something. We see in the Gemara there that was less, that if you're getting paid for working for Avodah Zarah and less than a Shabbat Pruta, so there's no Isser, the Schar is Mutter. Also by us. That's the Rashba says, and that's what's passing in Shulchan Aruch, Yeridei Esim and Kufa Amen Gimel, Siv Zayin, Api the Rashba. The Shach there asks, That Teis and Nafu Tess is not that way. Teis and Nafu Tess is bothered by that Gemara there. Who cares about Mokre Shachar unless be Shavu Pruta? Teis says you can't, but it still should be Aser. You can't be Nene from Avodah Zarah even less than a Shavu Pruta. So if you're getting a half a Pruta for finishing the Avodah Zarah, so that half a Pruta should be Aser. So why does the Gemara say that it's Mutter? So Teis there answers, Yesh Leimer Kevin B'Shul Mokre Shzeh Acharon Lo Yaya Idik Chavim Noisim Minenu. He says there, if the Yisrael worked the whole day, and then he came to the last blow, and the Yisrael said, you know what, I'm too tired. I'm going to stop working right now. The guy would still pay him. The fact that it's missing one small thing, nishkefer lach. So therefore, it's not considered that you're getting paid for the Makosh Achron b'chlal. Because even if you wouldn't work that, you would be, and it's less than a Shavu Pruta, so therefore the guy is not makbid on it. So you're not getting paid for that b'chlal. You're not getting any hanah for the Avodah Zarah. That's the svar the Teis says there. So the Shach says, that's the svar over there, that once you've done, Kilu, you did the whole thing, you have one thing left. So what, one little last thing to fix, finish off. Okay, nishkaver lach. I mean, you know, Baruch Hashem, I've hired workers before, and if the worker does a 99.9% job, he should be very happy. Halavai, all workers should do that way. So the Yisrael got akadekach, and he finished mamish till the last thing, and then he left. That's not a big deal. But when you hire him to do each barrel is a clearly defined thing, and you didn't do one barrel, so you're not going to get the schar for that barrel. You're not going to get the schar unless you work. So we can't shtel tzu. So that Gemara by us say that even less than a Shabbat Pruta, to say that in less than a Shabbat Pruta, it's mutter. That's the Shach's question on the Rashba. The Gra and the Bira Gra says the Rashba learned the Gemara there differently. It says that Das Rashba the Hasam ain nishpat haschar b'pachas mishabat pruta. It's not called that you're getting schar b'pachas mishabat pruta. And in terms of paying workers, so it's the you don't look at the schar on a pachas mishabat pruta. It's not called that's a dmei schirus on it. So therefore, it doesn't get Yitzrana. Yitzrana is only on being niskar for avodah zarah for yai nesach, and pachas mishabat pruta is not called schar. That's what the Rashba you say there, and therefore also by us. There's no iser. Another point in the sugya here, the Gemara brings the story of Rav Acha, Breder of Ika, that would sell wine to Goyim, and he would take the barrel as a schar for crossing them the river. The Gemara talks about different potential isurim, why it was mutter. So one of the questions the Gemara asks was that Horeitza b'kiyumoy deloy nitzteru ziki. That Rav Acha wanted that the Yai Netzach should be Kayim, and that their bottles that he poured into, the bottles, the flasks that he poured into, shouldn't break. Because if they would break, then he would need to, then they would need to use the barrel that they would need to give him back the barrel. They would need to take the barrel for themselves. Meaning normally, as Rashi explains, normally the Lekech got the barrel. And here they paid him the barrel, they let him keep the barrel. But if their bottle of Yai Netzach would break, so then they would need to use the barrel, and then he wouldn't get the barrel. Now the Gemara answer is that the Masni Badayu, that he made it tonight, that even if the bottles are going to break, he won't give them the barrels. Oh. But before in the Gemara, that it's called right to be Kiyumai, because he wanted the bottle that it's holding the Yai Netzach shouldn't break. That's hard to shout in the Gemara. What's important? He didn't want the Kiyum of the Yai Netzach. He wanted the Kiyum of the bottle. Because if the bottle broke, then they would need to use the barrel. So Mashin Zimburim, where that's also called Reitza B'Kiyumai. That the Chassam Sofer says, that you see is a very important Yisayit in our sugya. That when the Isuri Hanav, when Reitza B'Kiyumai, if Yai Nesach is Aser, not only is it the Yai Nesach itself, but something which is a basis for Nisr Hanav, so it's also Aser B'Hanav. Not only is the Yai Netzach Asr Bahana, but the bottle that's holding the Yai Netzach is also Asr Bahana. He says that a zecher for this is the Gemara in Psachim, that Atzomah Shishim Shu Neisar are called Neisar. So something which is a basis, which is the thing that's holding the Isra Hana, takes on the din of Isra Hana itself, like similar to the din of basis in Nechol Shabbos. Something which is a basis for an Isra becomes like the Isra itself. So the bottle of Yai Netzach comes in Isra Hanah. Some of this is a Svar de Rabbanon. I would imagine that it's not Isra de Araisa, that the basis of an Isra Hanah also comes Asra Bahanah. Rakuponim, this is you say the Chassam Sefer is Mechich Mar Sugya. That the bottle holding the Yai Netzach is also Asra Bahanah. So because Rav Acha wanted that the bottle shouldn't break, that's called Reitz in the Kiyuma. This is the Yisayit of the Chassam Sefer. Some Sefer brings that this is the machlokes between the Beis Yosef and the Magen Avraham in Simin Tov Nun. The Torah there says that Hamaskir Yair Lagoy Levasha by Chometz Asher Mishim the Reitz of the Kiyumai. That it's Asher to rent out a kli, a pot to the Goy on Pesach that he should cook Chometz in it because Reitz of the Kiyumai. So the Beis Yosef says, why? What's the Reitz of the Kiyumai? Deloy Yibaka Yoyre. You don't want that the pot should break. So that's called Reitz B'Kiyumai. The Magen Avraham argues that it's no problem for Reitz B'Kiyumai, that would not be reason to be called Reitz B'Kiyumai. Because the Yair is not Asher B'Hanah, the Chometz is Asher B'Hanah. But the Yair, the pot, is not Asher B'Hanah. Says the Chassam Sofer that no, you see from our sugya, that's called Asher B'Hanah. That the thing which is a basis for an Isra Hanah, it's also called Asher B'Hanah. The Chazon Ish says that there's no right from our sugya. The Rav from our sugya to say that the basis of an Isser Yirah Noah is called Asr Bano. Chazanish says, no, the Pshat is over here, and you don't want the wine to start dripping out of his bottle. Right now he has wine in the bottle, and everything is okay. If the wine starts pouring out, then he's going to say, no, I can't use this bottle anymore. Give me the barrel back. So you want the Yayin Nesech, all of the Yayin Nesech, to stay in the bottle. If it starts pouring out, then he's going to need to use the barrel. So the rates of accumulation in the Yayin Nesech itself, you don't want the first few drops of Yayin Nesech to drip out, because that's going to cause you problems. You want all the Yayin Nesech to stay intact. That's the rates of accumulation. But there's no raya, the Chazanish says, from our sugya, that the basis of an Isur Yanoah is also called Asher Bano, and therefore the Chazanish actually argues on the din of the Chassam Sefer, that the talk of the basis is mutter. Well, now we're going to start the Mishnah on Samachem Beis. This Mishnah is getting to the dinim of Noisin Tam and Noisin Tam Levgam. And from here till the end of the Masechta, we have many, many sugyas referring to Yisoidus in Noisin Tam and in Taruvis, which are Yisoidus in dinim of Taruvis, people that learn Taruvis, besides the sugyas in Chulim, and they also come here to Avodah Zarah. A lot of Yisoidus we'll see in these sugyas. Just to give a little introduction on Regalachas, the basic dinim of Taruvis, of Isser Veheter. The klal always is that we go basarayv. When always there's a taraveth, so zil basaruba, which we learn out of a pasuk, of achir rabim mahatois, that the rayv is kaveh the din. If rayv is heter, then it's mutter. If rayv is isser, then it's aser. However, it's not so simple. Because really, there are two types of taraveths. It's the Rishonim refer to it. One is a taraveth of yavish bi yavish, and one is a taraveth of lach belach. A taraveth of yavish bi yavish is when you have things that don't give tam to each other. You have apples that are mixed up. Some apples are mutter and some apples are usr. Pieces of meat that are mixed up, and some are mutter and some are usr. In a case when there's no question of giving tam, they're all cold. They won't give tam to one another. They don't even have these cases. They don't even have to be touching. They don't even have to be in the same place. I have three pieces of meat in three different houses, and I know that two of them are mutter and one of them is aser, so it's mutter. I know that two is aser and one is mutter, so it's aser. There's a taravis, that taravis of lack of knowledge, that I don't know where the iser is and where the heter is. So we go with the raven and it's kaveh, and if raven is mutter, then it's mutter. However, when we have a taravis of lach belach, which is, literally means wet and wet, but the idea means is that the things that are mixed up are giving tam to each other. Either they're in the same pot and there's heat and there's ways for the tam to go in from one another, or even in drinks, it applies even when they're cold. If you pour two drinks together into the same cup, so even if they're both cold, they'll get mixed up with one another and they becomes one taravis of everything together. So in these cases, there's besides the issue of roiv, it's also another issue of tam, because the tam of the two foods get mixed up with one another. If you cook a chalent, so the meat doesn't taste just like meat, and the potatoes don't taste just like potatoes, and the beans don't taste just like beans. Everything gives tam into each other. That's the point of a chalent, is you want dafka to cook things together, that they're all giving tam into each other. So when you cook a taravis, when you have a taravis of tam, so in these cases, even when the heter is roiv, it could still be aser. Because if the iser gives tam to the heter, so then it will be aser. That is so called neisin tam, tam ki iker. That when the iser gives tam to the heter, and you can taste, it's nirgash, it's felt, the taste of the iser in the heter, so it is aser. We know that you need shishim to get rid of the tam of the iser. In the Rishonim it's before that shishim is b'yisayda chumra, really that a lot of things, the you can't even taste the tam in less than shishim. Certain things are 10 or 20. If you have a certain amount of the heter more than the iser, we can no longer taste the tam of the iser. However, there are things that have a very strong taste, and there by them, the tam is b'shishim. There I need 60 times more of heter connected to the iser, so that I won't taste that tam. So therefore, Chazal said, you always need shishim, because certain things do need shishim. However, this is a klal that's called the Nesinas Tam, and there in these cases, even when the heter is roiv, the iser can still aser. as long as you taste the Isser, therefore it's still Asr. And this is a big machlokes Rishonim, we'll see later on in Daf Samech Zayin. Big machlokes Rishonim, whether Tam Keker is De'araisa or De'rabanon. And that it's Asr, when you taste the Tam of the Isser in the Heter, even though the Heter is Roiv, is that a Svar De'araisa? Or learned out of a Pasuk, really? And we learn out of a Pasuk that tells that when you're tasting the Tam of the Isser in the Heter, so therefore it becomes Asr. Or no, or Midaraisa it's Mutzer. Midaraisa we always go with Roiv. Even when you can taste the Isser in the Heter, still because Roiv is Heter, it's Mutzer. That we care about the Tam is only Midrabanon. Only Midrabanon, it's important that what the Chazal said, that once you taste the Isser in the Heter, so then we no longer care about Roiv, and it becomes Asr. It's very important, Machlokes Rishonim. We'll see later on, Lahalacha, we're Choshesh for the Shita, the Tam Kicker is De'araisa. But in this din of Tam Kicker, though, that we Asr Tam, there is an exception. That's the side of our Mishnah. It's actually called Nesin Tam Lefgam. That even though you can taste the Isser, you have Roiv Heter. So we already have Roiv. But you can taste the Isser. The Isser is still tasteable and recognizable in this Taroivis. But because the Isser gave a bad Tam to the Heter would taste better without the Isser. So therefore the Isser is Nesin Tam Lefgam. It's not Bahano Asai. I'm not enjoying having the Isser here. Rather, I would prefer not to have the Isser here. So then it was not said the din of Tam Kicker. Whether Tam Kicker is the Reis or Drabon, whatever it might be. But when the Tam is a bad Tam, it ruins the taste of the Heter, even though it still tastes edible. It's still edible food. Just you would prefer if sugar falls in your chalet. So you could still eat the chalet. Just doesn't taste so good. It's better that the chalet should not have sugar in it. So if this sugar would be sugar of Isser, So then you're allowed to eat the chalet. Because the tam Isser is not making the heter better, rather making it worse. And that's the inyan of Tam Kicker al regal achas. We'll see a lot more pratim b'tishem as the sugyas go on. So the Gemara brings a story about a person who had a barrel of yayin nesach that fell on his wheat, and Rav was matur to sell it to a goy. Except for the Dmei Yayin Nesach, even though it was Neitzin Tam L'Shvach, Rav was matur to sell it to a guy. So the Gemara explains that it has to be in a way that we're not choshes that Yisroel will buy it back from him, that Yisroel has to first bake it, and then sell it to the guy, and Yisroel won't buy it from a guy because of Pas Akum. Farshim speak out that in a place where people are makel to eat Pas Akum, so then there's no, this tether does not apply. Kuponim, that's the we're in the Gemara. So the Mefarshim here are bothered that Why is the, if it's Neisin Tam L'Shvach, why are you allowed to sell the wheat? You can't eat the wheat. Why can't you eat the wheat? Because it got Tam from the Yayin Nesach. So just like it's usher to eat it because it was Mekabel Tam L'Shvach, so it also should be usher to get Hana from it. When now you're selling the wheat became Yayin Nesach. Tam Kicker, the wheat that, which we'll see later on, but there's the something called Nepacha Heter Lias Isser is one nusach, another nusach that is the Chatich Atz Menaseis Nevela Chanan, as it's referred to, that the Heter itself, we treat even the Heter as being Isser. So this wheat is similar to the Yayin Nesach itself. So why are you allowed to sell this wheat to a goy? You're getting Hanah from the wheat by selling it. So the Tzuchar Muchach in our Gemara is that even though we say Tam Ke'ikr, to Asr, the eating the wheat, but that's only said for eating it, but it does not apply to Isr Hano. There's no meaning of Tam Kicker to make it Asr Bahano. The Prima Godim, in his introduction to Hilchos Pesach, in Sifkat and Zayin, explains the reason that Ve'enoi Minoi B'taim Matalya Milsa, U'Bahano Lo Yishayich Tam, says the Prima Godim, that the sight of the Isr is because you're having the taste. When you eat the wheat, you're tasting the Yayin Nesach inside. So that Isser applies to when you're eating it. You're actually enjoying the Yayin Nesach, the Tam of the Yayin Nesach that's in the wheat. Masha'inkin, when you sell the Yayin Nesach to a guy, when you sell the wheat to the guy, chutz mitmei Yayin Nesach, you're getting no hanah from the Yayin Nesach. The guy anyway isn't paying you for the Yayin Nesach. He's only paying you for the wheat. and you're not getting any anah from the wheat. The Isser Tamak Iker is because you're tasting the Isser. Here, you're not being named from the Isser. So it's not shaykh in this, the Indian of Tamak Iker. That's L'charvut Mukach from our Gemara. The Chavas Das, the Nesivis, or the Sefer Yeridei called Chavas Das, there he writes in Simeon Pei Zayin of Katan Beis, he just brings a ride from our Gemara that we don't say it becomes Chanan to make it Asr Ba'ana by Isurim Durabonon. For some reason, he assumed that our Gemara was talking about Tam Yenom and not Yayin Esach. So Rabbi Kveger there in his Hagoyis on the Chavas Das, Kveger says that no, that our Gemara is a ride that even by Isurim Durabonon, we don't say Chanan, and then Chaticha Nas Nevela. We don't say that the Heter becomes Isser, Legabi making it also Asr Ba'ana. Only the Gabi making it Asr Ba'achila, but not the Gabi making it Asr Ba'ana, even though we're referring to an Isher Der Reisa, like Yai Nesach. And then Krieger brings that the Chavis Das himself, later on, in the Simen Sari Aleph, Sivkot and Zayin, brings from the Sefer Isser Veheter, that we don't say Chaticha Nas is Nevela, that the Heter becomes Asr with an Isra Hana, even by Isurim Der Reisa, like Yai Nesach. So a little bit of a steer in the Chavis Das, but the that's Yisi Soed, is Mukhaf from our Gemara. There's a Ran later on that's in the Sugis and Tafayim Gimel. The Ran, it's Kimad before in the Ran that we should say the Svara of that Tamik Iker should work to make Asr Bahana. After when we get there, we'll see this Ran. And L'chor, it's difficult from Argamar. Argamar is L'chor Muchach. We do not say it to make an Isra Hana. However, L'chor, the Rambam does. This is all the Sugi Kipshutai. Till we get to the Rambam. The Rambam writes, in Perek Tazayin Halacha Lamibes. Tazayin my Cholos Asur Halacha Lamibes. Says the Rambam. Yayin Nesech Shenofal Ala Novin. Yedicha Yini Mutaris Ba'achila. So there you wash them off because the Tam didn't go in and they're mutter. Ima Yumavukois. Bein Shehoyo Yayin Yosha Mein Shehoyo Chodosh. Im Nosan Tam Ba'anovim. Hare Elu Asuros Ba'anoya. Im Lav Hare Elu Mutaris Ba'achila. Rambam says, if it gives Tam, then it's Asr Ba'ana. And if not, then it's Mutar Ba'achila. So you see clear in the Rambam that when there's a Nesinas Tam, so it's Asr even Ba'ana. Now we do say that Tam works to make it Asr Ba'ana. Hey, for your Rambam. So we thought we have a ride from the Gemara, but the Rambam tells us not this way. But what do we do with the Gemara? The Gemara says that he sold this chitim that fell on the Yayin Nesach. So to a goy, the Rambam says here it's Asr Ba'ana. So the Rambam L'chayra answers the question himself. Maybe just quote the Rambam Halach Lamed Beis. Rambam Halach Lamed Beis is referring to wine, Yai Nesech, that fell into grapes. The Rambam in Halach Lamed Dalet tells us the case of a story of our Gemara that the Yai Nesech fell into chitim. The Rambam says that you can sell it to the goy when you make it into bread. The Ram says at the end, "V'lama ein boikin es achitim v'noisin tam." Why don't we see whether it's noisin tam in the chitim or not noisin tam? And the Ram answers, "Mipnei she'in es shoyavos, ayayin nivla b'hen," because they shoyev, they draw the tam of the wine, and the wine is nivla in them. That's why it's usher, even though there's no nesinas tam. So the Ram says a fascinating thing. And in this case, the story of Rava, when Rava said that it was usher to eat it, but it was mutter to sell it, and we had to find a right way to sell it. So there's no mention whether it was nice in time or not nice in time. The Pshuta we would learn the Gemara without the Rambam, that for sure is nice in time. If there's no nesinas tam, so then it should be mutter. Elmai, there has to be that it was nice in time. And you can taste it. And that's why it was usher to eat it, but still it was mutter to be nana. That's a simple way to learn the Gemara. But the Rambam was before no, that there was no nesinas tam. And it's still usher. So you have to see in a second what the Rambam means with that. But the Iker Din of the Rambam here usher, even though there's no Nesin Tam, so the Rashba in Teres Abayis, Nav Samach Alef Mabriz, quotes the Rambam. Benita Me'a La Rambam, because of Zelo Shoyin Evelom, in Boykin Esachitim Nesin Tam, Nesin Shoyavis, Vayayin Nivla Bohen. That's the Rambam. Says the Rashba, "Ubli sofik eini surin elu b'nesinas tam." V'imloy nafalim z'nesinas tam eino nasurayz. K'mo yishamarnu. The Rashba says, "There's no sofik that the Rambam is wrong. That for sure you need nesinas tam. Like always, you need nesinas tam." And in Shulchan Aruch, we pass that way. In Shulchan Aruch, in Tzimin Kufla Medalid, Sefer Aleph, before that, it's only Asr if it's Naisin Tam. But in the Rambam, it's before that, even without Naisin Tam, it's Asr. So what's the Pshat? So the Ursameach explains, Naisani Yisayd, the Ra'ah says, the Ra'ah in Berak Abayis says that even though normally the Shir is Shishim, for always, by all Isurim, the Shir of Naisin Tam is Shishim, and if there's Shishim, it's Mutter. The Ra'ah says it's only when you cook things in a pot. So you cook things in a pot, so the heat and the steam and the water and the juice, that mixes all the time equally. So the time of the Isser gets mixed up everywhere. So as long as there's Shishim and the Heter, can hang in the Isser, it's Mutter. But the Ra'ah says, but if you roast two things next to each other, Isser and Heter, then the Ra'ah says that it could be that even if there's Shishim, it's going to be Mutter. Even if there's Shishim, it's going to be Asser. Why is it going to be Asr? Because the time is not mispashet b'hashvaya, is the lashon of the Ra. The time doesn't go equally. When you have roitev, when you have juice and water, so it spreads out the time equally everywhere. But two things that are cooking next to the other without roitev, so just the time that goes in from one to the other, the bubbling of the one that goes into the other, so it doesn't go in. It doesn't. Not the whole piece of heter is attacked. Is equally affected from the Isser. The part that's closer to the Isser is more affected. The part that's further away is less affected. So even if the Heter is 60 times more than the Isser, it could be that the Heter is Usser. We don't know where, but it could be a certain halakim of the Heter became Usser. Because it's not mispashet b'hashvai. It doesn't go equally, doesn't spread out equally. Says there's some, that's what the Rambam means also. The Rambam means that that's what the Rambam learned in the Gemara, that they have tzirin, that they have holes in them. So the wine goes in different spots. It doesn't go in equally. When there's an opening, it goes in there and it doesn't spread out equally. So it's shayev, the chitim are shayev. They draw the wine into certain spaces, spots in them, and it doesn't spread out equally in the wheat. So therefore, even though there's more than shishim of the wheat connected to the wine, it's still going to be Asr. That the Ursa Meach says Pshat in the Rambam. So Mela Akapana, the Ursa Meach answers the Iker question in the Rambam. That we said that from the Gemara, it's Muchach, that we don't say Noisin Tam, that we don't say Nisinas Tam makes things Asr Bahana. That's Muchach. And the Rambam says not that way. The Rambam says that Yai Nesach, that falls on grapes, so the grapes are Asr Bahana. What do we do with the Gemara? So the Gemara is Miyoshev, says Ursa Meach. The Rambam, learning the Gemara, is talking about that there's no Nisinas Tam. The wine is there, but it doesn't go in equally. But the time is not nirgash in the chita. So then it's not asher b'hanah. The Ursa Meach gives a mashal to this from the Gemara Daf Lamed and Chesam Beis. Gemara says there that kvashim, if you have vegetables that you cook them in water or wine, that dark unless b'seichan yayin, so it's asher. It's mutzer b'hanah, but Chizki says, but if we know there's Yayin Nesach in them, then it's Asr Bahana. So says Ursa Meach, the same thing over here. If there's no Shishim, so then the Tam is Nirgash in all of the Chitim, or all of the grapes, so then it's like Yodua Sheish Bo Yayin Nesach, then it's Asr Bahana. But Shein Kein, when there is Shishim, just the wine is not Mispashi Bahashvaya. So then it's like the Kvashim, which are dark, I'm going to say Spesechan Yayin, but you don't know for sure that there's Yayin Nesach in them. So then it's Mutzer B'hanah. That explains the Rambam. It's a little bit just Tzarech Bir. L'maisa, the fact that these chitim are usher to be eaten is because, the way the Ursa Meach explains, is because it's not mispashet b'hashvai, the time doesn't go out equally. So some parts of the wheat will be very dense in the wine there. And there you actually taste the wine. So other parts, there's no wine. So therefore, we usher eating everything. But there definitely are parts of the wheat which you're tasting the wine. That's why we asr to eat them. So for the same price that we asr to eat them, we also should asr them b'hana. Right? If the Rambam holds that anything when there's a tam, so the tam is not only makes an isr achila, it also makes an isr hana. So these chitim have certain parts of the wheat where they're asr b'achila. So therefore they should also be asr b'hana. Kinir, what the Ursa Meach means to say is that the Rambam holds that the grapes are Asr Bahana is an Isser Drabbana. I mean, Midaraisa the Rambam agrees that we don't say Tam Ki'ikar to make an Isser Hana. just midrabanan, we said that if it's aser b'achila, so it's also aser b'ana. Therefore, we could say that only when you know for sure that the tam is in the whole heter, the tam of the wine got into the whole grape, then we asher it b'ana. Hashem came by the chitim where the tam isn't tasted in the whole wheat. So then it's enough that it's asher b'achila, but there's no aser hana. Another point here is in the Gemara quotes of Braisa, that beged shavad boi kilayim, so it's usher, it's usher because of shatnez, so you can't sell it to a guy, because you're afraid the guy will sell it to a yid, before in the Braisa. So Tez asks the question, that when it's usher boi kilayim, one means it's a beged of, let's say, of tzemer, and one string of pishtin gets lost in it, you don't know where it is. It's hard to find it to take it out. So asks Tez, why is it not batel b'roiv? Hari roiv is tzemer, and there's a mir of pishtan. So the pishtan should be batel b'roiv. So Tez answers, v'tir t'arav Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yontif, shani kilayim, called ikran ein oisrin elai de eruv, sharei shneim heter, l'kach oisrei eruvon v'loi batli. Because kilayim is only also because of an eruv, because of a taroives, because both of them are mutter, so therefore there's no bittel. The words of Tesis are a little bit cryptic. The Pshut of Tesis means that the simple way to read the Tesis is that Tesis means a cloud that there's no bittel by heter v'heter. I mean, you have two things that are mixed up, and then there's a rule of bittel b'roiv that one of them is kivdei connected the other one. There's an isser and a heter that contradict each other. So the one that's the roiv has the ability to win out against the one that's the mute. There's a war going on between the two of them, and the roiv wins the war. That's the idea of bittel. Go with the roiv. Masha'in kein, but both two things are heter, so it's not shaykh a the din of roiv b'chal, of bittel b'roiv. It's not that one of them is trying to say that mutter, one usser, now we don't know what to do. So then we go with the roif. Where is their contradiction? But this is mutter, and that one is mutter. So there's no inyan of a taroivis to say that the roif should be goyver over the mute, should win out over the mute. No, why should there be? Both of them are fine, let them be together. So there's not, the whole concept of bittel wasn't said by heter b'heter. That's one. That's a simple way to read the words of Tesis. This concept itself is shooted the Ran in the Dorim and Daf Nun Beis. Famous Ran says b'yisoid by Richos that the inyan of bittel b'roiv is because of the contradiction of the two things. And therefore, the Ran says at the end there to explain the Shitz Tarif. The Ran says when both of them are mutter, so it's not shayich bittel b'roiv. Like the Ran says, like something fleishik and something pariv. So both of them you could eat it, whether it's fleishik or pariv, you can eat it. So it's not shayich bittel b'roiv, even if there's roiv pariv. That's the meat. Meaning, let's say you cook 100 potatoes and one piece of meat. So there's ripe potatoes and there's no nesinas tam. But the Ran there says that that's a riff, that the whole thing is called fleshik. Why? Because there's no tashayich bittel. Bittel, always we need that the roif should be mevatel the meat. If you cook 100 pieces of cheese with one piece of meat, so then it's bittel, it's all mutter. But the potatoes, you could for sure eat the potatoes. Whether the potatoes are fleishik or not fleishik, you can eat them. Because they're mutter. Because potatoes, or even fleishik potatoes, one can eat. Fleishik potatoes are also mutter. So therefore, the Ran says that all the potatoes became fleishik. Because the potatoes are being going to be mutter, whether they're fleishik or they're pariv, they're going to be mutter, so then they can't be nisbatel. Then they can't be mevatel. By cheese and meat, where the cheese could become usser if it becomes fleishik, so then I say you go with roif. And if there's 100 pieces of cheese, can I get the meat? So then it's mutter. But the potatoes are anyway going to be mutter, so they can't be mevato the meat. This is the yisoid of the Ran. We'll see this also in the game that Hashem will see tomorrow in the city of Bastia. Yisoid of really the riff. That's where the Ran in the Dorm, Daf Nun Beis, explains the riff. That it's not Jay Bittal and Heter Beheter. So this din Kishav Atzmai is very difficult. Kveger asks numerous places that it's connected to Mishnah. The Mishnah says in Kilayim that Tzemer Rechelim is mixed up with Tzemer Gemalim. If you have Tzemer wool that comes from sheep, which is Aser, you can't, the Isser of Kilayim is set on Tzemer and Pishtan. But it's only on wool that comes from sheep. Wool that comes from other animals like camels. You can mix that with Pishtan. So the Mishnah says, if you have a beged that's made out of camel wool and sheep wool, now you want to know, can you put Pishtan in this beged? So the Mishnah says, you go with Roiv. If Roiv of the wool is camel wool, then you can put Pishtan in the beged. Ask Rabbi Kivager, what happened to the sheep wool? Why is the sheep wool bottle? Hare, it's heter beheter. The camel, you can wear a beged that's made out of camel wool and sheep wool without any Pishtan. Just the two things themselves, the camel wool and the sheep wool, there's heter beheter. So why is it shayach bittel? Elamai, says Rabbi Kivager, it's shayach, even though both of them are heter, but they're called usher klape putting Pishtan in them. It's true that Tzemer Rechelim, it's misar atzmei, is an usher, but it's usher to have Pishtan with it. So therefore, it's shayach aner bittel, because it's not called entirely heter. Klape Pishtan, it's isser. So when I put Tzemer Rechelim and Tzemer Gemalim together, I want to know, is it mutter to have Pishtan in it, or usher to have Pishtan in it? Tzemer Gemalim is mutter to have Pishtan in it, and Tzemer Rechelim is usher to have Pishtan in it. So what we look at it is like isser and heter. So who are then fleshik and pariv is also called isser and heter, because the meat is usher to have milk with it, and the potatoes are mutter to have milk with it. So I want to know, is this tarivis? Can I have milk with it, or can I not have milk with it? So the potatoes have a din that I could have milk with them, and the meat has a din that I can't have milk with them. So because of that, it's shayach bittel, because the potatoes have a din of heter, klape milk, and the meat has a din of iser klape milk. So that's Bekeger's question on the run. It's a kmiyatuma, and if we're in this many, many places in Yeridei again and again, and for sure there is shayach bittel on pariv and fleshik, or pariv and milchik, for sure there is shayach bittel. So in Cain, the taste is difficult. So what if you say there's no bittel of heter beheter? We see that there is bittel by heter beheter. We see there's bittel even by tzemer rechelim and tzemer gemalim. So kol shekein by tzemer and pishtan themselves, it should be shayach bittel. Hari tzemer is mutter mitzad atzmei, but it's also with pishtan. And pishtan is mutter mitzad atzmei, but it's also with tzemer. So why is it not shayach bittel by zeb zeb? So l'chor it's clear that taste means something else. The rush in Hilchos Kilei Begodim, which is printed in the ninth parak of Nida, the Rush all brings the Seretz of Tesis, but he adds on a couple of words, which also Tesis is mashman this way, Tesis by us. Says the Rush, Aval delay shayach bittel b'roiv ela isser shenis arif beheter. Aval heter shenis arif beheter. Vayidei taroives ze nesar v'yishayich be bittel b'roiv. De'ein kan elo chaticha achas shal isser. The Rush says that here there's heter beheter. You mixed up Pishtan and Tzemer together. So bichlal, why is it aser, right? Hare, each one is individually mutter. Elamai, the Torah created a new iser, which is the taroivis of Pishtan and Tzemer, even though each one is mutter. But when they're misarev, zempozeh, they become aser. That's the inyan of the taroivis of Pishtan and Tzemer. So it's not shayach bittel. A bittel is when one thing is mutter, another thing is aser. Each one individually has their own din. Now they get mixed up, so I don't know when there's a bittel. But when the Torah said that the Taraibis itself is the reason for the Isser, the whole reason that it became Usser is because they're mixed up with each other. So where's it going to be a bittel? Normally the Taraibis Kilu is something external. This one is Mutter, that one is Usser. Now they're mixed up and something new happened. So the Mutter one wants to stay Mutter, the Usser one wants to stay Mutter. They're mixed up, so how do I decide? But here, the taroivis is a new reason to answer them. That itself is their whole iser. So where's the shayach bittel? Bittel is when they contradict. Here, the taroivis is the reason to answer. So it's true they're mixed up with each other. That's good for what the Torah answered. So it's not shayach on that any bittel bichlal. That's what Teis means. Teis says that it's heter beheter. That's the words. Teis says words of heter beheter, but he says it's called ikrin ein asur elai de eruv. Sharei Shneim Heter. The fact that Shneim is Heter is just a proof that the Isser is because they're mixed up with each other. Because the Isser is based on the fact that they're mixed up with each other, so it's not Shaykh Anet that Bittul is going to make it Mutter. Bittul, the Tarevis is good for the Siva to Aser it. That's clear, that's the Pshat and Taisis, like it's Mefurish in the Rush in Hilchos Kilayim. Also in Rashi and Tzmura, the Flamedalit, it also says this, asks this question, why is there not Shaykh Bittul Bereiv by Kilayim? Rashi says, the Iker Isser Kilayim Le'osra Toira Elay De Tarayves. The Kilayim Targaminon Eruvin. For the Sheikh Bu Bittel. Kilayim is because of the Tarayves, it's Osir. Says Rashi, the Targum on the word Kilayim is Eruvin. The Kilayim means a mixture. So how are you going to say that the mixture makes it Mutter? No, the mixture makes it Osir. Therefore, Le'sheikh Bu Bittel. So that's very clear. That's a Pshat in our Tesis. Before in the Rashi, before in Rashi, that on when things when the Sibas HaIsser is the Tarevis, so it's not Shaykh Bittul. So Taisus then goes a step further. Our Taisus asks a very obvious question. In Kain, how do we ever have Bittul Bereiv by Basar B'Cholof? Basar B'Cholof is also, Basar is Mutter by itself, and Cholof is Mutter by itself. So now they get mixed up with each other, so it should always be Asar. And even if you have Shishim in the Basar connected to Cholof, or the Cholof connected to Basar, it should be Usr, because the Torah Usr is the Tarevis. So Taz answers. Yesh Leimar, Tishani Basar B'cholov, Degali Kra Behedya, Debatil. Karmin and Haslam, Derech Bishrul Usr Torah. That the Torah only Usr is Basar B'cholov with Bishrul. And that Rashi speaks out there in Chulin Kovches, that Bishrul is a form of Nesina Stam. Teres Megala, the whole Isser Basar B'Cholov is because they're noisin tam zebazeh. So Basar B'Cholov, it's true that the Tarevis is Asr. But it's different than the Tarevis of Tzemer and Pishtar. Tzemer and Pishtar is the Tarevis itself is Asr. Basar B'Cholov, it's only the Tarevis Ayidei V'Nesinas Tam is what's Asr. So if you have this Tarevis without the Nesinas Tam, it's not going to be any Isser. Taisus, that's Yisrael. So it's very, that it's true the Tarevis that Asher is, but only in a certain way of Tarevis. Only the Tarevis, the Oif in the Sinas Tam. When there's no Nesinas Tam, then it's Batal. Then it's Haka, the Chalav is Mevatal, the Basar. The Russian Nida, in Hilchos Kilayim, when he also says over this answer of Taisus, he adds on, he says a little bit sharper the point, a little bit of a different at Knech. The Rush says, Shani Yasim Derech Bishr Lasser Taira, Lo Mikri Basar B'Chalav Bloy Nesinas Tam. Mash in the Rush, that it's not only that it's Batal, but that Bechlal not called Basar B'Cholov. That it doesn't have take on Bechlal any ramifications of Basar B'Cholov when there's no Nesinas Tam. The whole Isra is to be Nesin Tam, said Bezer. So our taste though is not Mash, it's same Yisrael, but a little bit different. Our taste says that therefore one will be Batal and the other. But the Rush says that no, that it's Bechlal not called Basar B'Cholov unless there's Nesinas Tam. So Kveger in Tshuva and Simen Kuf Zayin dons in this question. Dons on a question, is there a problem if we know that Ein Mevatel in Isra L'chatchila? You're not allowed to L'chatchila be Mevatel Isra, you're not allowed to throw a little bit of treif into your soup, even though it's less than Shishim. Midrabanan or maybe Midaraisa, it's also to be Mevatel Isra L'chatchila. So what Kveger says, by Basar B'Cholov is that also true? Is there a problem to throw a tiny bit of milk into my cholent? L'chayruf for sure. Alright, it's different, no different than all other Yisurim. Says Rav Yeager, it's Tali. Is when you have Basar B'Cholov and there's no Nesinas Tam, is it that it's Batal? That's the Lashon of our taste, that it's Batal? I mean, there is a reason to Aser, but it's Batal. So then it's a problem of Vatal and Israel L'chatchila. Or do we say no, that without Nesinas Tam, like Basar B'Cholov, ain't can Basar B'Cholov klal, like the Lashon HaRosh. It's B'Cholov, no, there's no Basar B'Cholov. So if that would be the case, then there's no problem of Mevatel and Isra L'chatchil. One last point on this daf today is the Gemara says that it's Begat Shavad Boy Kilayim, that you're allowed to make it Tachrichim L'meis, which is called that any Begat of Kilayim you can make Tachrichim L'meis. Reason is the Gemara says the Nidah Daf Samach Aleph and Beis is L'meisim Chofshi. L'meisim Chofshi tells us that Meisim are Potcher from Mitzvahs. And therefore you're allowed to give the Meis a Begat of Kilayim. So the Rashba Nida explains that without the pasuk of Lameisim Chavshi, I would say that you couldn't bury someone in Kilayim, even though Avada, the person, is not Muzer and Mitzvahs right now, because he's dead. He's not a Baal Bechir anymore, decide whether he wants to Mekayim Mitzvahs. But says the Rashba, I would think that we're that the living people are mitzvah not to put on him a beggar of kilayim. Says the Rashba, just like we can't give an iser to a katan, I can't give food that's usher to eat to a child, even if it's not my child, I can't put on him a beggar of shatnitz. Merlin's out in the end of Yevamis that you're not allowed to be soifa an iser to a katan, we can't give a katan an iser. So too, I would think that I can't give a mason iser, because he was a yid. So I'm putting a beggar of kilayim on him, I'm making him do an iser. That we learn out that lamesim chavshi, that he's not considered bechlal bar mitzvahs. So it's not, I didn't give him an iser. Only by a katan who's shayich in mitzvahs, so then who's a yisrael who's shayich in mitzvahs, even though he's not mitzvahing them right now, that's called that I gave him an iser. Shayichim by a mace who's potter from mitzvahs, so there's no inyan of there's no iser to give him a beggar of shabbos. The Ritva Nida quotes the Rashba, and he says that how would bechlal the comparison between a katan and a mace? There's no comparison. A katan, we have to mechanech him for mitzvahs. So even if it's not my son, even if it's someone else's son, but katanim in general is mutzel is the job of Klai Yisrael to be mechanech them. So therefore, I can't give him an iser. Masheim kein a mace. What's the inyan that to give him an iser, not to give him an iser? Who cares? That the Ritva does not like the pshat of the Rashba. It seems there to be machlekes in the union of Sfia, what the getter of Sfia is. The Ritva understood the Isra of Sfia is related to chinuch, that we have to start children doing and going in the right path, and at least not give them Yisurim. That's the most basic thing that's included in chinuch. To put the Isra in front of the child that he should do an Isra mamish, that we can't do. And therefore, he says it's only shayach by ketanim and not by mason. The Rashba told no. The Rashba told that tzvi is not at all related to chinuch, because tzvi would apply even to a mace. Tzvi is that on a bar Yisrael who is bechefta a yid, I can't give him an iser, even though he's not mitzvah mitzvahs right now. But because he's someone who's in the parsha of mitzvahs, so I can't give him an iser. So therefore, minasfar would apply to a mace also. And why does it not apply to a mace? Because lameisim chavshi, it's different than a katan. A katan is eventually going to get a mitzvah. It could even apply maybe to a cheresh or a shaita, who pashut is no echitim, so he's lacking das to be mekayim a mitzvah. Now, shengi nis is something different. Pasuk says that he's chavshi. He's pashut. He's fry. He could do what he wants. He's a free man. Once he's dead. So he's bechal, he's mufka from the mitzvah. So on that he's pashut. I mean, the Rashi felt that anyone that's sheikh to the mitzvah, on him there's an isra sfiya, whether he's going to be in the schanech or not. And the only reason that there's no iser by a mace is because a mace is chavshi, potter from mitzvahs entirely. Adkan.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Myra McClamis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.